This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, on our GCN live network stations, on our Megatalk Radio, Talk America Radio, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, plus around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. And joining us right now, we've got, first of all, my buddy Kyle Warren's with me. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And I'm about to introduce you to Colonel James Warshuk, who happens to be a retired U.S. Air Force officer who was stationed at MacDill Air Force Base with CENTCOM, was his last assignment. Good morning, Colonel.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and congratulations on your victory with the Hillsborough County GOP.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain, and very pleased to make your acquaintance and to meet you, Colonel Warshuk. We really appreciate it. And I wanted to start off this morning just by asking if you might have any extra details about this this attack that happened in Libya's foreign ministry in Tripoli, where ISIS is now claiming responsibility for a car bombing and subsequent attempted storming of the building by terrorists.
I think what we got right now is I saw a report that there were some earlier indications, but that's still being analyzed. Par for the course, we expected this kind of stuff to happen, particularly after this everything fell apart, you know, a number of years ago in Libya. And so this is. If ISIS is truly involved, this is their effort to stake a claim in Libya, which they had been trying to do all along, move into Libya. They were certainly against Gaddafi there. It was one of the reasons the U.S., prior to the Obama administration, started to cultivate Gaddafi to use him for his intelligence information on what ISIS was doing in North Africa. So we'll continue to watch this.
Mm-hmm. And, Kyle, we also have that situation in Barcelona.
That's correct. That's correct. And, Colonel, what we're hearing today is that the U.S. Department of State has issued a very specific warning for areas, especially in the Catalonian area, what we understand, having to do with buses or other forms of transport there, and they're taking it very seriously.
Yeah, that's very interesting from the fact that for them to announce this and put it out publicly indicates it's pretty credible and somewhat actionable intelligence that we like to call information we get where we're pretty positive there's a potential threat. Certainly, that will has generated the Spanish security forces and their police and their counterterrorism units to go on alert, and they will certainly look at securing the means of transportation. You'll see extra police and extra watchstanders on standby and monitoring the transportation system there, and you can just only hope that nothing happens.
Well, exactly right. And as you mentioned, you know, the specificity of this kind of warning, it goes against the general, you know, raising of a terror alert level, where everyone is told, you know, there's a possibility of some kind of thing happening, but we don't know where, we don't know when. When they come out with this level of detail, does that tend to make the terrorist, I mean, hopefully, obviously not try to carry it out, but does it cause them to go to ground? Do they have to sort of start over from an intelligence perspective to try to retrack whoever they were following in the first place?
Well, exactly, Kyle. Certainly it's used as a deterrent method to force the terrorists to change their modus operandi and what they may have planned. It puts them into a position where they're going to expect that, you know, if they're carrying backpacks or what looks like shopping bags or something like that, where they may have an explosive device, to put them in a situation where they have to protect themselves or change their operational aspect of what they're going to do. So in a way, it acts as a deterrent. It also increases the opportunity for them to, like you said, go underground or change their tactics. But it's a necessary means. It's done to alert the general public to ensure that, you know, they are aware of what's going on. And so, again, we'll have to see what happens here. And it may be very effective in that it forces them to change their effort or not do it at all.
Exactly right, and hopefully by this announcement, saving lives in the process. But if we can, let's switch gears briefly here to what's been going on in Syria. We know that we have the president saying that he's going to be bringing the troops out, the U.S. troops that are there, approximately 2,200 of them. My question is, there are a couple of different players, obviously, in this mix. One of them is Russia, and being able to operate as they do within Syria, with the blessing, of course, of the Assad regime. But also Turkey is going to also now begin to play a larger role, it would seem, in what's going on in that region. What can you tell us about that?
All right, well, Colonel, hold that thought, and folks will be right back with more because you got to take a break. That's what radio shows do. Kyle Warren, Colonel Jim Warshuk from the United States Air Force, retired CENTCOM, and also the current chairman of the Hillsborough County GOP Party. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You know, the one thing about Joe Biden is he's consistent. You always know what he wants you to do, and that is he wants you to...
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
All right, well, back to the interview and process here. We've got Kyle Warren, my buddy from California IA, the Kyle Warren Show. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Captain.
Go back and ask your question to Colonel Jim, please.
Yes, Colonel, just to recap, of course, we're seeing what's happening with the announcement from President Trump to withdraw troops, approximately 2,200 troops in Syria, U.S. troops. But how does this go into the mix now, for example, with Russia and what it wants out of Syria, and also with Turkey and what it may start doing as a result of this now?
Well, first let's look at President Trump's decision, and I'll do this real quick. 2,200 American troops, mostly special operations forces and submarines. Total mission there was to train and to basically do direct action missions against ISIS. And they've done that really successfully. There's a very small pocket of ISIS left in the far eastern part of the country, which will be taken care of. These forces were not really purposely there to hold territory, to occupy, to do any of those things we don't want to do in Syria. It's a sovereign country. We're there totally to do missions to take out and destroy ISIS. They're pretty much done with that. Now, we have forces in Turkey, which is a NATO country. We have multiple bases there. We have been operating primarily out of there to support our efforts in Syria. So we will be right over the border in Turkey. There's been a lot of work done by the president, talking with the president of Turkey, Erdogan, to get him to come around to our way of thinking that he's a member of NATO and he has an obligation to do the things he needs to do. Turkey now is going to help go in there and finish off the remainder of ISIS in eastern Syria. Russia, it's doing its thing, so to speak, with the government of Syria. And while they are happy to see us out of there, the impact of those forces there to do anything other than what they were doing is totally minimal. You can call it, well, they're there as a deterrent, but you can't give them another mission to do anything else. So, you know, right call there by the president. I've got an article out that talks all about that. The other big player in here that nobody is really aware of is Saudi Arabia. They're going to be putting up a lot of money to help rebuild Turkey, to help prepare, rebuild Syria and help, fund the Syrian, military to help, provide money to do counterterrorist actions against, the remainder of ISIS. So I see the two big players positive in this will be Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Of course, the instigators will still be Iran, and Russia will, do whatever it needs to maintain its presence there and to support the Assad regime.
Very interesting, yes. And but you mentioned as well that President Trump, as he's pulling these troops out, I think there's a perception out there, perhaps a misperception, and I appreciate what you're saying about this, is because I think the perception is that ISIS is there, we're still fighting ISIS, but if we pull the troops back and we don't have some kind of ongoing, you know, chronic treatment, as it were, of ISIS, that it could suddenly reconstitute and become a major threat to the security of the United States or our allies in the region. But what you're talking about, if I'm reading correctly, is that it really is to the point where ISIS is, in fact, devastated, because there have been some that have bristled at the idea that they've, quote-unquote, been defeated, in the words of the president, essentially. But essentially, the American population can say, well, wait a minute, we don't have to have 2,200 troops there on an open-ended basis, basically.
Right. The Syrian government has extended its presence back in those areas that ISIS previously held. They're not there. They're in one small area in the eastern part of the country. They can be isolated and terminated there. That's what the Turkish government has agreed to do. This has been part of the talks that President Trump has been having with the president of Turkey. And that's a twofold effort, too, because Erdogan was starting to move more towards Muslim Brotherhood and some other more radical regimes. He's got his own designs for Turkey, and so the U.S. has been putting a lot of pressure diplomatically, militarily, politically on Turkey to remind them that you're a member of NATO and you have obligations, and you're part of the coalition to destroy ISIS. You need to step up and participate in the way we want. The other concern is the Kurds. A lot of the money that Saudi Arabia is going to be providing is going to go towards the Kurds. The Kurds can hold their own. The U.S. isn't abandoned them. We're going to be, again, still in Turkey with our forces, and I've experienced it in my career working with them in northern Iraq. We haven't abandoned them at all, but 2,200 special operations and Marine forces on the ground were not a big contributor to doing anything to the Kurds. They were primarily training the Syrian military forces and training and conducting military operations against ISIS. So the role and mission that they had was really limited to any type of military support to the Kurds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting. And certainly with the changeover that's going to be happening with the Secretary of Defense, some indications are right now that perhaps Patrick Shanahan will be, at the very least, an acting Secretary of Defense. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's similar to what we saw in the Obama administration with Ash Carter. He's a technocrat. He came out of the technical field and contracting business in the Department of Defense. So he's that kind of person. Certainly the kind of person you need to help manage the large defense budget, the last few defense budgets that President Trump had signed, $700 billion and $716 billion. Whether we see someone else nominated in the coming weeks and months remains to be seen. But obviously he will serve as the acting defense secretary until that time.
Mm-hmm. Colonel, this is Captain Matt here. I got a question for you. We got a story out of Colorado earlier that Governor John Hickenlooper had declared a disaster emergency due to a propane shortage in Colorado. Now, I've been up through Colorado, so have you. I've been all across I-80, so have you. One of the things you see besides the missile silos are the natural gas wells that are up there, the natural gas processing plants that are up there. How in the world have we gotten an emergency disaster due to a propane shortage in, of all places, Colorado?
I haven't seen that, but that's interesting. I don't ever recall seeing a propane shortage.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I know. That's an interesting, you know, whether there's something going on in Colorado, regulatory or whatever, I find that interesting.
Yeah, according to some of these reports, they're saying they're blaming it on so-called production issues earlier in the month. They're trying to address these issues, basically, is what the report is. But certainly, yes, it still remains to be seen what the actual cause of all this is.
Mm. All right, back to it.
Thank you, Captain. Yes. Well, let's see. For Afghanistan, because there's at the same time, the president's talking about reducing the troops, I think at least by half there in Afghanistan. Many of our troops are there in an advisory role. But there's also the ongoing negotiations, apparently, with the Taliban regarding the future of Afghanistan, and perhaps the reduction of troops is part of that. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yes, I am. And if you go back early in Trump's administration, one of the things he did that got a lot of people up in arms was to increase the presence of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And that was temporary. And what we're seeing is the reduction likely coming here in the next several months as part of that overall plan. The media tends to get people hyped up and excited whenever you see a significant change in military op tempo or whatever we do, whether we're pulling forces out of Syria, but they don't recall or go back or identify what the initial and original plan was that was implemented. And so,
okay, Colonel, we run out of time, my friend, and I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshak, we appreciate him very much. His timely comments, and I'll be right back with Kyle. And Kyle and I got something interesting to talk about. We've also got a caller, I think, calling in that told me he would. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. I've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, hanging in there with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we've got our friend Picasso on the phone here. Picasso, what's up?
How you doing there, Professor? Glad to hear you're on the show.
Thank you.
Glad to hear the captain's getting better. Sounds a little bit better, doesn't he?
He does.
Hey, I got an idea. You know, it seems like the push now from the left media is they're going to try to tell us that Trump's mentally unstable. And that's they had a couple of tweets came out. What was her name? McCaskill. She came out with one to tell us how everybody whispers behind closed doors that there's something wrong with the president. Have you seen that coming out in the media?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with that sort of line that and they've tried to do that I think for a long time, and they see if it gets any traction, and then in a situation like we're in with the government shutdown, they can try to exacerbate that or augment that, you know, or amplify it such that, well, here's the president, he's tweeting, he's all alone in the White House waiting for the Democrats and this kind of stuff. So is this the tweet of a sane person, you know, and they'll go down that road?
They'll just go ahead. Now, you have an education in politics, right? But I thought, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
I mean, so, but I thought maybe we could use you to analyze a little bit this, just to make us supporters realize that he's not crazy. Now, you maybe we call Kyle on the couch. I'm like, I'll read a tweet to you, and then you just shout back the first thing that comes to your mind, and he says, I'm all alone, quote, poor me. In the White House, as a joke, poor me, in the White House waiting for the Democrats to come back and make a deal on desperately needed border security. At some point in time, the Democrats not wanting to make a deal will cost our country more money than the border wall we are all talking about, period. Crazy. what's your Kyle on the couch impression? Is he okay?
I think that certainly, well, the idea, of course, is that if you have illegal entry into the United States, not even mentioning drug cartels, human traffickers, possible terrorist actors, but you simply have people coming into the country illegally, they're not working within the system, this kind of thing, it'll cost America many billions of dollars over a period of time, over a very short period of time. So what the president's arguing is that if you spend the money now, then, you know, you're going to, you're not going to have those other, large losses, very, very soon. And so, no, it doesn't sound crazy at all. He's trying to show how crazy.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. You ready?
Sure.
And Maxine Waters is?
Totally nuts.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, Professor, that was a long one. I'll try to give my Trump Twitter wall Trump impression here now. But you get ready for this one. This could really show whether he's crazy or not. Just give it the first. Here it is. Merry Christmas. Period.
Well, yeah. Well, in this day and age, you're pushing the envelope, saying Merry Christmas to somebody.
There we go. Well, I think Kyle on the couch. We could get this going because they'll just take anything he says. It's amazing, and try to turn it around on him. But I think they're really going to go after him here. He's going to have to stand strong.
Well, they are, and we'll get into that in a minute because I got more to talk about.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Picasso.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. And that's Picasso, and we appreciate him. Kyle, remember I told you that Judicial Watch has been gathering evidence on Clinton's activities and the enormous sums of money that poured into their foundation from, Russia, Saudi Arabia, China, United Arab Emirates, and many other countries? Remember the Crown Prince of Bahrain, who requested a meeting through Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and was told he had to go through the Clinton Foundation for an appointment, not channels, because he had to give a donation?
Right. Yeah, that's for access.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to get the access.
Yeah.
So who's fooling who here?
Well, exactly. And the sad fact of the matter is that the Clinton Foundation, or the operations of the Clintons, post presidency and throughout the Secretary of State tenure, they were evidently gathering all this money and so forth. And to what end and why? These are all good questions. It bears some real investigation. You know, mind you, this whole ridiculous Russia thing was started off because somebody whispered about Russia or said this or that, and then Comey came out and leaked.
I think it was Hillary.
And it was Hillary. Hillary mentioned Russia early on in the debates, as I recall. And they try to get this sort of narrative going, and then they think it's going to hit a critical mass. And it did, and it resulted in the special counsel. But there's so much going on with Hillary and the foundation and the Clintons and the emails. It's so overwhelming that, it's so overwhelming, Captain, that it's actually been portrayed as, sort of a lunatic fringe to believe that there really is a there, because they're obviously trying to have a counter campaign against the idea that there is a there. It's so obvious.
Well, it's become extremely evident to the American people and the world that the Obama administration suppressed an investigation on the Clinton Foundation, plain and simple.
Well, right, and couple that with the idea that somehow there was an investigation going on into the Trump campaign without the Trump campaign's knowledge, ostensibly to find Russians or something like that, this coming, of course, from the Obama Justice Department in an election year. This is huge. This is old style Soviet Union stuff, but it's not being called what it is by the mainstream media.
And we talked about this in the beginning of the show. Equal justice under the law is engraved on the front of the Supreme Court building. Now that means something to just about everybody listening to this program. And the Pledge of Allegiance, which is hardly recited anymore, and I mean that seriously, proudly says, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. And one of the things that bound our country together for so long, Captain, of course, has been, at least in the modern era, it has been the Pledge of Allegiance, that you'd have school kids reciting that every day, that they would realize that there's something special about our country or our republic that sets it apart from so many other civilizations and countries in human history. And that is the idea of and liberty and justice for all, that no one's above the law. We don't have royalty, we don't have a king, we don't have a queen, we don't have any other kind of authoritarian ruling structure, and that is being eroded, unfortunately, these days.
And equal justice under the law is not just merely a caption on a building, it's the framework of our entire legal system. It set us apart from corrupt societies for well over 250 years.
Exactly right. The idea is that you should be able to, quote-unquote, have your day in court. And the incumbent in that phrase, inherent in that phrase, Captain, is the idea that there will be a fair hearing, that the government can't trump up charges against you. And if it does, it will be found out and you will be exonerated. Otherwise, nobody gets the same deal, and people then begin to distrust the system if they say, well, there's a party elite that they're untouchable, basically.
Well, somehow we've managed to turn a corner, deciding instead to refute the law and depend instead on our feelings, our political philosophy, and our ambition, which is not what they mean when they say the letter of the law.
Well, exactly right. And that's why you have political machines that try to morph public opinion based on political affiliation, political persuasion. You'll find people say, well, no, I don't believe Hillary did anything wrong ever. You know, or the Clintons should never be investigated. Why? Well, because they fit my political ideology and vice versa. You can have the same thing on the GOP side for sure. But this kind of thing is what continues to divide us and makes it impossible for us to have to clean out corruption wherever it may be in our system.
And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to go out. We have to vote. This next election is again the most important election of our lifetimes coming up, 2020. We've got to get out there. We've got to get it right, because if we don't, we're doomed.
Precisely right. Precisely right. And you, every single day, especially in the media onslaught of false narratives and rabbit holes and so forth, we've got to cut through to the and laser beam into the truth.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren's hanging in with me till the end of the program. And did you know late night tweeting might affect you if you're a professional basketball player?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama fall!
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this final segment of the program today, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the big old American flag, too. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks as you see them out and about in town. And don't forget, military, first responders all get a discount of 10%. On your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've also got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Chris, welcome back.
Good morning.
Hope you had a great Christmas.
Very nice. Thank you. Hope you did as well.
Sort of. I had a little problem, but I'm working with it. Okay, well, it's day number 5 of the shutdown, and I'm still here alive and well. How about you?
Yeah, everything's A-okay. Not too worried about government shutdown at all. Everybody likes talking about it, but it doesn't look like anything would get resolved with this, I think, probably until the new year.
Right. Kyle, you had a question?
Yes. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask you about, of course, when we talked last, we were looking at the drops in the stock market, S&P 500. But of course now I think the Nikkei also went down, and according to one of the strategists there in Tokyo, they're saying that this sell-off that we're seeing is entirely because of what's happening in the U.S. markets and not because of what's happening in their own domestic market. What other kinds of ramifications, or will this be really impactful of other all around the globe if this doesn't get settled soon with the government shutdown and also the feelings about Wall Street?
Well, I mean, the government shutdown has very little to do with what, in my opinion, what's going on with the markets at all. We're always the lead as far as the dance is concerned when it comes to global markets, and a lot of markets tend to follow whatever's happening in the United States. Yeah, so over Christmas, 5% drop in the Nikkei. They bounced back last night a little bit. But again, it's a lot of uncertainty out there. There's things that I don't like to see in regards to commentary being made. Tweets. I don't think what Mnuchin did over the weekend was smart at all. That was not a good idea. But the bottom line is the underlying fundamentals of the economy are still strong. So, yeah, you could have market sell-offs and all sorts of crazy things happen when things are going just fine. Eventually, stocks will trade for what they're worth. I mean, this is going back to Benjamin Graham, who was the father of fundamental investing, and it was Warren Buffett's teacher and somebody I read all his stuff. You know, everything has an intrinsic value to it. Sometimes it trades below, sometimes it trades above. Eventually it's going to trade for what it's worth. And when you see major sell-offs like this and you don't understand why, scratching your head, sometimes there's just no rhyme or reason to it. It's just part of what the markets are at that time. We try to teach people, try not to follow what the markets as a whole are doing. And if you have access to your money at any point in time within 5 years, stocks are not the investment vehicle for you. They're always a long-term prospect. I mean, if you bought at the high before the Great Recession and you held through all of the sell-offs and everything that happened there, 5 years later, you are up. If you're trying to guess what's going to happen based upon the markets, you're going to get your head chopped off.
Hey, Chris, Kyle and I were talking this morning, and my yard, down my street, rather, where I live, every trash can is heaped with wrapping and boxes, and I mean it's the same for everybody all the way up and down the street. And I noticed that it must have been a pretty doggone good Christmas season.
The retail numbers just came out and they were outstanding. That's the biggest gain I think they were seen, and I'm trying to remember the exact year was, but it was up, I think, almost a 6% gain over last year. So yes, retail sales over the holiday seasons were stellar.
Right, and of course that's an indicator of consumer confidence. So perhaps are they not quite as concerned as we might be led to believe about the ups and downs on Wall Street, because they feel that jobs are plentiful, the tax cuts are still there, and that they see a bright future, do you think?
Well, I think that has something to do with it. You have to understand what's going to happen moving forward. Sometimes people, they act irrationally. They may get their 401k statement or whatnot in this coming month, and they'll say, wow, you know, things are not looking as good. And it's like a wealth effect type of a situation where they'll say, uh-oh, things are down. I may not go out and spend as much. So you've got that, you know, to look at moving forward. We'll see. We'll see how people end up reacting to the market sell-off.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, as you mentioned early on there, the government shutdown will likely go into the new year. What is the critical mass point, do you think, where suddenly it really will start affecting the markets and people's outlook in terms of the length of the government shutdown?
I don't think it has much to do with the markets at all. Every other shutdown that's occurred, markets have gone up during the shutdown.
Interesting.
So I'm not, you know, I don't think it really plays much, and it's not the entire government. It's a very small part of the government that's being shut down. Most of the government is still alive and spending money, and everything else is business as usual. So, no, it's a story more about politics and, how should we put it, a urinating contest more than anything else.
By the way, Chris, there's a study out right now. The professional athletes in the NBA may affect their professional basketball players' performance by tweeting late at night.
It affects their performance?
That's what it says.
Oh, okay. Is it positive or negative?
Negative.
Oh, okay. Yeah, stay off the Twitter.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Talk to you tomorrow, I hope.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski to Watch Second Wall Street. And Kyle, that's pretty interesting. You know, we've known a lot of late night activities done, depending on what it is you're doing, can affect you one way or the other. But this is inadvertently adversely affecting the ball players, the pro basketball players.
That's right. And according to the study, they found out that late night tweeting seemed to go along with fewer points being scored and even fewer rebounds, on the next day when they would go and play. Now, some have attributed this to the players may have a sense that they're not going to play as much, and so they may end up staying up later and being on their phones and tweeting and engaging in social media. So they're looking to see if there's a direct correlation here, but certainly it sort of goes to show if you stay up late doing stuff like that, whether you're playing basketball or taking a chemistry final, it's probably going to affect your performance somehow.
And, well, a couple of last little things here. Number one, New York City, the murder rates dropped for the third year in a row. It looks like Bill de Blasio is going to be taking another bow around the park.
Well, right, yeah, he'll extol the virtues of his philosophies, of course, but, certainly I'd be interested to know what some of the law enforcement there really do think of his leadership.
And then, of course, the New Jersey Surgery Center may have exposed 3,700 to HIV and hepatitis. Wow.
That is really a big wow, and certainly there's got to be some kind of accounting for how this could have occurred. This is a very, very serious public health issue, and there's got to be answers. It can't just simply go away.
Right, and I want to thank you very much for doing a yeoman job again tonight and helping me out, being my little go-to guy here, because I'm getting better, folks. It's not that I'm bad. I'm not contagious. Hello. Hand up in the air, not contagious. I've had an intestinal virus, which just knocked the heck out of me over the weekend, but it is what it is.
That's right, and I'm glad that you're feeling better and on the mend. That's a good thing.
I am, and I got some pretty good meds to take.
All right, very cool.
All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thanks a lot. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and he is the professor of politics and does a yeoman job when I ask him to do it, and we really appreciate him very much. And, that's what friends are for, okay? That's what friends are for. Now, coming up, don't forget that we have got Hugh Hewitt on the answer stations. Scott James is up there on 92.1 107.5. And I'll be back tonight, everybody, with a better voice. Guarantee it.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.